Do you know what is the biggest problem we are facing in the stock market investing? The problem is a lot of people who just follow the traditional value investing methods are too fixated on numbers. They do a lot of things like DCF, focus on PE multiples, do a lot of rigorous math and look around balance sheet, cash flow and income statement. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who just focus on the mindset, the psychology of the markets, the demand and supply. But both of these approaches, if done in standalone way, these will not give you results in the long term. If you stay till the end, I'll tell you exactly what creates the magic and what should be your approach when it comes to winning the game of stock market. So stay till the end and I'll break this problem down into different points and I'll tell you exactly how to resolve this. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Vivek Mashrani. And I've observed that a lot of people have ideologies in terms of dissecting the companies. They understand the balance sheet, cash flows, income statement. But when it comes to understanding the mindset and psychology, it is very, very difficult for them. You know, I've learned from many such investors who have preached all these methods, you know, Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, Ben Graham, Philip Fisher. And most of these texts rely on how to understand the business, how to dissect the balance sheet, cash flow statement, income statement, how to understand the growth and everything. But the other piece is missing. And that's where I've also learned from people like Martin Pring, Steve Neeson, and John Murphy, more around technical analysis, which covers exactly this part of market psychology, how to understand demand and supply, how to understand the mindset of other investors. And that is where, you know, I have understood that the answer probably lies somewhere in between. You know, if you see the fundamental analysis world, most of the people who just depend on fundamental analysis, they get kicked when they read annual reports, when they play with numbers, they do intense DCF. But most of the times they ignore the demand supply, market psychology, proper usage of tools. On the other hand, I see a lot of technical analysts who use all these charts and everything, see the demand supply, but doesn't understand the big picture, doesn't understand the story behind what is going on in the company fundamentally. And that is the reason most of the people who follow technical analysis cannot build conviction, because you are just dependent on basic tools and you don't know the big picture. I represent both the sides. You know, I've learned fundamental analysis also. I've learned technical analysis also, as I mentioned, from a lot of prominent people. And I'm fortunate to know a lot of people who practice both these sides of the things in very, very deep way. Again, nothing right and wrong. It is all personal choice. But what I've found out is if you combine both these things, you know, they complement each other. And a lot of problem areas which you find in technicals can be solved by fundamentals. And a lot of problem areas in fundamentals can be solved by technical analysis. And that is what we are going to, you know, discover in a few more minutes in this podcast itself. And at the end of podcast, you will realize what I'm talking about. So what I've seen is out of a lot of investors which come into the market, most investors fade away in like 1 or 2 years. They might get initial success by following some fundamental analysis, doing some company research, doing technical analysis, and then suddenly, you know, they get blown away. Why? Because you are relying on just one part of the thing. And most importantly, investors works in silos. They don't have an ecosystem. They don't do any collaborative effort. And that is where, you know, even if you are diligently doing company analysis, you are reading annual reports, you are attending AGMs, and you do all sort of things which are definitely required in the investing world, you burn out at the end of the day, right? Because if you want to go deeper into any company and really do a good fundamental analysis, you need at least 3 to 6 months to do it properly. And when you combine this with ecosystem where you connect with other investors, do some collaborative effort, that is where the magic lies. Because that is where you can do your research very fast and you can connect the dots, connect the perspective, connect the psychology of other investors and go to the next level very fast. So what one needs to do is not just rely on the tools, not just rely on numbers, but you need actually systems. The magic lies in building systems with proper skill set in a proper ecosystem. So you need to develop these skill set which are required to analyze the company, understand the demand supply, understand the market psychology, and then apply these skill sets in a proper ecosystem by building the systems, right? So if you build system around your entire investing process in a right environment, in the right ecosystem with proper skill set, that is the brilliant combination you should achieve and focus on. And again, mindset is very, very important. I'm not denying that, because mindset is what will tell you who you are as a person. And an investing system which works for me might not exactly work for you. And that is where you are building your investing systems, you need to first understand who you are, and your system should be congruent with your mindset. Because if you just copy somebody else's system and you know, you just run some numbers around it, initially you might get success. But eventually you need to understand what you are as a person and then fine-tune your entire system based on that. Yeah, because if you are just investing randomly without any system, it's time to wake up. Yeah, because if you are doing that, you will keep on doing this randomly. And I'm sure, you know, after a period of time, you will fade out. You will not achieve consistent success. And again, you know, a lot of people just focus on tools. You know, they master screening tools. They know how to put the formula, how to punch the numbers. They master charting tools. They understand how to read the charts and anything. But they don't have a system around it. And if you don't have a system around it, knowing just tools and techniques are very, very short-term, you know, gains. You know, you might get some results here and there, but it's not sustainable. And if you want to build that long-term game of investing, the only and only thing you should be doing is building system. Of course, you will need the tools to build these systems. You will need to understand it, but it will be coherent with the concepts. So principles. So once you know those principles, you can use any tool. If you know that in my screening process, these are the important factors in the entire company or the business, then it is very easy to use any tool and adapt to it. But if you just know how to use the tool, but you don't know the bigger picture, what exactly to look in the company, what exactly to look in the business, then the entire knowledge of that tool is worthless, right? And if you are part of my investing community, you will understand that I focus dedicatedly on system building and skill set in the predominant way. And then mindset and tools are overarching, you know. So once you understand what kind of skill set are needed, you master those skill set, then you start building systems around it. That is where the entire mindset and tool parts comes into the play. And all these four things combine, you know, system, skill set, mindset, along with tools and ecosystem will create that magic. Right. So let's understand what are these 10 top skills which are required to build your investing system. Yeah. So take a lot of notes and go much deeper and focus on what I'm talking about now. Yeah. So the first part is sector analysis skills. So if you want to find out a great company, first you need to understand where are the sector tailwinds, which are the sectors which are into mega trends. If you are able to find sectors which are in mega trends, your probability of finding a great compounder increases manifold. And same way, if you are able to find sectors with tailwinds, the kind of growth the companies within that sector, particularly the market leaders, will be unimaginable. And I see a lot of people don't get this basic point. They run around companies which are facing ESG issues, which are facing headwinds, you know. So right now it's a COVID environment. And if you chase, you know, stocks like restaurant or airlines or say commercial real estate, you know that these sectors are facing headwinds, you know, and relatively you will underperform. And when you look at numbers and everything, it will look good because you are looking at the past. That is what I told in the initial phase also. That if you just look at fundamentals, it will tell you what is the history. What it is like looking into the rear mirror, but you don't know what is going to come forward. You are not looking from your glasses in the forward. You are just looking at the rear mirror and driving the car. Yeah, so that is where the sector tailwinds and understanding sector is very, very important skill. The second skill which you require is business analysis skill. So you need to understand what is the business model of the company, what exactly the company is doing, how company is doing, what are their margins, what is their working capital cycle, what is the connecting dots between suppliers and their consumers. Right, so if you understand that entire value chain and do in-depth business analysis, that will give you tremendous edge. And I've also created a template around it. And if you want to download, I'll just share it with you free. So just go to this link, technofunda.co/Excel. I'll share the link also below this podcast. But this is the powerful template which I've built, which will tell you at least based on numbers, how the business has performed and what does different parameters look like. Yeah. So that is the second important skill which you need. The third important skill is business ranking. Okay. If you have companies in your portfolio, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, they randomly pick companies, and strong companies are having a small allocation, and some weak companies or companies which are not performing well, which is having very big allocation. So that is where you need to rank companies within your portfolio. And even when you are analyzing a company outside your portfolio and thinking to get it inside your portfolio, you need to compare within your existing companies in the portfolio itself. And that is where it is very important to objectively rank companies within the portfolio itself, right? So that is the third important skill which you should know. The fourth skill is technical analysis skill. Okay, and technical analysis is nothing but understand the market psychology. So all the charts which you see, it's nothing but translation of price and volume, which represents market psychology in the form of a drawing or a chart, you can say, right? And if you just focus on business, you just focus on balance sheet, income statement, and all other financial statements, but don't look at what market is perceiving about that business and why it is perceiving like that. Is it a favorable time for that company to, you know, go to the next level? If you don't understand that market psychology, then it is just the half work done. Yeah. So the fourth important skill is technical analysis skill. The fifth important skill is stock screening skills. Again, obviously you need a tool to do the screening. And again, I'm not talking about tools. Tools will obviously come along with all these skill set. But you need to understand, if I'm looking a particular type of company, then what are the different parameter it translates into financial statements or even price volume action, and how to put those parameters into a screening tool, right? So you need to have a big picture of what you want to achieve in your portfolio, right? So that is a very, very critical skill. That is the fifth one. The sixth skill, which a lot of investors ignore, is portfolio allocation skills. See, if you find a great company, you made multi-bagger returns, right? You made 10x, 20x, but imagine it's just 0.5% of allocation in your portfolio. Will it move your needle? Will it change your lifestyle? Will it change your net worth? Most likely no, right? So that is the reason you need to have a process in place for the portfolio allocation. You keep on watering your winners and keep cutting your weeds. And this entire sentence is a cliche. A lot of people use it, but not many people practice it. And for this also, you need a process. And I use a averaging up process where winners automatically keep getting higher allocation and loser keep getting lower allocation in the portfolio. And I have entire framework, you know, if you are part of my community, you will understand. I have like entire framework in terms of doing the business ranking. I have a template where I just put the numbers and it gives the scoring. And same way, there is a framework around portfolio allocation. Yeah. So seventh skill after this is risk management skills. And a lot of people ignore the risk aggregation in their portfolio. I see a lot of people, you know, they have like 40-50% of allocation in one sector. Even if they don't have 40-50% of allocation in one sector, they have correlated sectors. You know, they will have some companies which are producing, say, plastic, which is dependent on oil, and say other sector which is also dependent on oil. And if, you know, oil prices crashes, their portfolio gets blown away. So they don't understand these kind of risk aggregation in their portfolio. Same way, a lot of people just buy small cap and entire portfolio 90% is with small cap. And same way, many people just go with mid cap. Nothing wrong about it, but actually you are aggregating the risk in your portfolio, right? So there are ways in which you can monitor these risk aggregations in your portfolio. You can minimize it. You can optimize it. So this is very, very important skill when it comes to investing. And again, I have a very beautiful template which I use, and it automatically highlights, you know, different colors when the allocation is higher and there is risk aggregation happening in my portfolio, right? So that I share in some of my advanced level discussions. So that is the seventh skill. Eighth skill is understanding price volume action. Okay. So if you are able to spot where the smart money is moving early on, then you will get very, very important clues that something is triggering here. And in fact, even if you are very good at fundamental analysis, that will help you to start your fundamental analysis in much, much advanced way, much before the analysts on the street will start picking up that company, right? So you will get that first mover advantage if you build that skill of understanding price volume action, right? So that is the eighth skill which you need to start honing off. The ninth skill is candlestick charting skill. And again, this is very, very powerful study and skill which will take you to the next level, because just by visualization, you know where is the demand supply, you know, tilting. And even if there is change in demand supply, you will be able to spot it very early on. So even if you are an investor, I think learning these skills are very, very crucial. 10th skill is ratio analysis skill, right? So ratios are again numbers which will give you a lot of insights which standalone balance sheet, income statement, cash flows, line items will not give you. When you look at the trend of where the different ratios are moving, it will tell you the story that what the company is doing. You can in fact do ratio analysis and understand a lot of intricacies in terms of business model. Whether the margins are constant, that means whether you are able to pass on the raw material prices to the customers or not, right? If the margin is continuously fluctuating, you can predict that these companies might be probably cyclical companies. Yeah, so a lot of insights you can get when you are doing your ratio analysis. And this is very, very critical skill to have it. Now, for each of these skills, right, there are tools around it. You know, so always if you want to do screening, you'll have a tool where you can do screening. And there are a lot of different tools available in the market. It could be TradingView, it could be screener.in, it could be Tijori Finance, and a lot of other tools are available. But the tools will be useful only when you know what you want to get out of it. Right, it's like you are having a hammer and you want to fix your, you know, tap, your water tap. You will not be able to fix with hammer, right? You will need a different tool for that. And same way, if you want to put a nail on the wall, then hammer is a good tool. So unless you don't know what is the purpose and you are knowing the skills of, you know, using that tool, it is of no use, right? So you need to have that skill set first to use that tool. And by combining both, you can build systems, and these systems will create magic. And if you do it with the right mindset in a proper ecosystem, as I mentioned, you will be unstoppable, believe me. Yeah. So that is why the ideology or the way I practice is I call techno-funda investing, right? Which is blending technical analysis with fundamental analysis. And that creates that magic where you understand what are the market psychology principles, you understand demand supply, and you also understand other side of the story through numbers, through fundamental analysis, and build conviction. And when I build the systems, it is so objective that it overcomes the main problem of fundamental analysis. So with fundamental analysis, you cannot objectively know when to buy, when to add, and when to sell. And if you combine your technical analysis skills with this entire business understanding, you can actually create the systems which can objectively tell you what to do in the markets, right? And a good part of investing is we continuously need to learn and refine and fine-tune. And same goes with the system. You know, no system is a perfect system. You need to always keep learning, keep evolving, and keep fine-tuning your system, right? And then your mindset and your fundamental analysis will give you that conviction to hold. So that is the broad key areas you need to understand. So learn how to build systems with proper skill set, and that should be surrounding with your mindset, tools, as well as ecosystem. You need to connect with other people, build that ecosystem around you so that you know, you can do it in efficient way and in much faster way. Yeah. So if you are not still part of my community where we have this entire ecosystem and we learn building systems using all these skill set, then I would say you can jump into my upcoming webinar, and you can go to this link, technofunda.co/live. I'm also pasting that link below this podcast as well. So you can join my upcoming session masterclass, and you can exactly understand how this can be done practically. I'll also share a case study, and you'll exactly know what I'm talking about in a live format. Yeah, so that is the advantage of being in the part of entire bigger ecosystem. And once you are part of my community, I do a 30-day hackathon also, where we learn to build system together. I also, you know, give feedback around sector analysis, company analysis, as well as the entire stage analysis, so that, you know, you can build your own systems and go to the next level together with other members, you know, so you can form the teams and you do it with other members, right? So that is something what we do inside the community. And again, the point is, if you don't build your systems, right, if you don't have an investing system, you will never make consistent returns. You know, here and there, once or twice, a couple of times, you will make returns, but it will not give you that confidence that it is working. It will not be a scalable thing for you, right? So if you really want to consistently, you know, earn in the market and stay in the game for long run, you need to build your systems. Yeah. So basically, just to summarize, you need these 10 skill sets: sector analysis, business ranking, business analysis, technical analysis, stock screening skills, portfolio allocation skills, risk management skills, price volume action skills, candlestick charting skills, and ratio analysis skills. If you hone these skills and do it with the right mindset, with the right tools, and create investing systems around it, you will be unstoppable. Yeah. So hope it gave you the path to follow, and hope this entire podcast was useful. Again, you can jump in to my masterclass, as I mentioned, technofunda.co/live. And you can see this magic live in front of you with a case study. So great to have you here till the end, and really appreciate your time for listening this entire podcast. Thank you, and God bless. Keep investing and keep learning. Bye-bye.